UVM says about 50 colleges across the country have imposed full or partial bottled water bans, but it is the first public university in the country to end the sale of bottled water. On Wednesday afternoon, a retirement party for water bottles was held in the Davis Student Center. Vermont Students Toward Environmental Protection co-president Michaela McDonald was among the students who initiated the move to impose the ban.
In terms of the oil needed to produce and transport the plastic water bottles, all the waste that doesn't necessarily get recycled, a lot of it goes into landfills or gets littered in oceans and on our roadsides. And to me, a really big issue is corporate privatization of public resources, profit making off of something that really shouldn't be privatized at all, because water is fundamental to human life and all life on Earth.
The event at UVM featured the unveiling of a sculpture made from 3,000 empty water bottles, designed by artist Beth Haggard. She wants her 11-foot-tall piece, titled Inherently Unstable and Prone to Collapse, to be a symbol.
Each column has 700 water bottles, and then the top has about 1,500 water bottles in the arch. There's so many water bottles that they sort of start blending together, and you just start to see this unbelievable amount of waste.
UVM Office of Sustainability Director Joya Thompson says they began installing refill or hydration stations a couple years ago.
We do have recycling, and it's all part of the way we do business, except that we're not sure we want to keep doing business that way. We, as a campus, would like to be using fewer disposable items and relying more on our natural resources locally, since we have, in this case, very good water. If we can use our local water, let's use that. The impetus was about the whole picture, about whether this really makes sense for us to be selling students bottled water when we have perfectly good water right here. When the students pointed out that this didn't make sense to them, there were many reasons why we could see from the administration side making a change.
Lobbyist Andrew McLean represents the Beverage Association of Vermont and the International Bottled Water Association.
One of the things we've been actively doing as a state association has been working in the Vermont legislature about trying to become part of the solution. The PET from those bottles is really not waste. It's a commodity. It's valuable. That's a resource that has to be reused. We're working with regulators and working with solid waste folks to try to find ways to better recycle these products, because Vermont's recycling rate has languished in the low 30% for decades now, and we're trying to seek ways to try to increase that.
The University of Vermont's ban on bottled water sales takes effect on January 1st. According to Food and Water Watch, municipal tap water is the source for almost half of bottled water, and tap water is more stringently regulated than bottled water. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.